about this process. Turning to equations. So, you want more? Aluminium is an amphoteric metal. It's dissolving in both acids and bases. So here, it's behaving as a base to react with acid to go into solution. Here, it's reacting as an acid with hydroxide to go into solution. The solutions of aluminium 3 plus in water themselves are acidic. If we look at the aluminium complex here, so this is a hexa aqua complex, the six water molecules bound around the aluminium 3 plus. That reacts with water, and the result is this water molecule here is basic. It pulls off an H from one of these water molecules, and the resultant complex then has got a hydroxo ligand bound to the aluminium, and we lose H3O plus. Now in school you probably had H plus as the actual thing that was floating around in solution as being acidic. In reality it's not that. H3O plus is what's floating around in solution as acidity. Now the way to conceptualize that is if you have got a single H plus, okay, if you think of what that is, a hydrogen atom has got one proton and one electron, that's all. So if you take that electron off, you've got H plus. It's extremely small, it's got a high charge. What's the chance of it just hanging around like that? Zero. Because in presence of that thing is 55 mole of water, a huge amount of water. So that H plus immediately bangs into a water molecule and you end up with the H3O plus. So that's what's actually floating around in solution. So the aluminium 3 plus then, it immediately forms this complex in water because it's a large amount of water. That complex then immediately reacts with water and we end up with more H plus floating around.
The six water molecules surround the aluminium 3 plus ion octahedrally. The attraction of the small aluminium 3 plus ion from the lone pairs on the oxygen atoms is so great that the OH bonds in a water molecule are weakened, allowing the loss of a proton to an incoming water molecule. This metal cation hydrolysis makes the solution acidic.
It's good stuff, eh? Now the bad thing for fish is that the aluminium 3 plus is toxic. It destroys gill structure. So if you end up with an acidic solution, like an East Trinity, then that acidic solution will dissolve the aluminosilicate rocks and it will take the aluminium out of the structure of the rocks as aluminium 3 plus. That aluminium 3 plus then forms more acid, which dissolves more rocks, which makes more aluminium 3 plus. So I went there maybe 10 years ago to East Trinity before it was remediated, and there was so much aluminium in the creek there, it was off scale. So it was completely sterile sort of environment at that point. The ionic metals, you put them into solution, you're not forming acidic solution. Okay, remember right back at the start, if we take a solution of sodium plus, like sodium chloride, you throw it into solution, what happens? You've got sodium plus ions, you've got chloride anions, there's nothing happening to water. Whereas if you put aluminium 3 plus in solution, it forms a complex straight up, and then that complex reacts with water. So there's a major difference then between those ionic metals and the covalent character metals that we're just bumping in